In this bulletin, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten crunch the numbers with budget costings and more funding pledges 2 weeks out from Election Day. Reports of missiles fired in North Korea and the cyclone emergency continues in India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Scott Morrison has pledged $100 million in funding for cancer and mental health services in Queensland's southeast region. He has also promised critical hospital infrastructure with a new urgent care service to be built at Logan Hospital to take pressure off emergency departments. The package also includes $30 million to redevelop the Redland Hospital and establish a paediatric emergency treatment service at Redcliffe Hospital. Mr. Morrison says his plan will reduce waiting times, improve access to treatment, and benefits a number of local hospitals in the region.
There's $10.5 million for new safe spaces as an alternative to hospital emergency departments, and that's designed to help people who presented emergency departments in a state of real distress.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has promised to become the first opposition in federal election history to release budget costings ahead of the last week of campaigning. Mr. Shorten says all of Labor's costings will be announced next week.
At the end of the day, I think this nation functions best when working and middle-class people are getting a fair go. The cost of childcare has gone up 28%. I would rather spend some scarce and important taxpayer money on childcare than give it in sort of tax subsidies to the top end of town.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says graffiti that appeared on his Liberal posters are an insult to every victim of the Holocaust and Australian statesmen who served to fight against the Nazi regime. Hitler mustaches, devil horns and words right-wing fascist were drawn on his posters in Hawthorne overnight. Mr. Frydenberg is Jewish and his parents were both Jewish migrants from Eastern Europe. In a statement, Mr. Frydenberg said the comments were indicative of a wider disturbing trend of intolerance. North Korea has fired a short-range missile from the east coast city of Wonsan towards the east. Analysts say that North Korea is increasing pressure on the United States following February's failed nuclear summit in Bangkok. The South Korean military initially described it as a missile launch, but then gave a more vague description. If the unidentified projectiles are missiles, it would be the first time North Korea has launched a missile since they fired an intercontinental ballistic missile in November 2017. North Korea's leader has vowed to no longer test nuclear weapons or ICBMs, but has conducted weapons testing since then. The White House says it is watching the situation and will act when necessary. The aid organisation Oxfam says the emergency is not over yet in India after reports of deaths in a severe cyclone. Cyclone Fani struck the east coast of India, bringing down power lines and forcing thousands into evacuation centres. Oxfam humanitarian manager Meg Quatermain says India hasn't seen a cyclone this strong since 1999.
Assessment teams will be going out, Oxfam partners working with the authorities to find out where people are, because this emergency is still happening.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 19. Melbourne, a possible shower, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, much the same, 18. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, windy with showers, 20. Newcastle, showers and 20. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.